At the La Jolla Playhouse, just north of San Diego, veteran and performer Kendrick Dial is showing a group of actors how to perform basic military rituals.
And then for a salute, it's just right hand up.
It's part of a script workshop for a play about military families. Children around San Diego and Hawaii will see the play, which is a joint production of the Pop Tour in San Diego County and the Honolulu Theater for Youth.
At ease is just typically you're going to step out. You always step out with your left foot.
People like Dial, with real connections to the military, are shaping the script, both in and out of the rehearsal room. Before today's script workshop with veterans and military children, the creative team toured military bases to learn about family life there.
Now, this is one of the first projects that I've ever worked on as a writer where journalism and playwriting kind of come together.
That's the playwright, Lee Cataluna. She also works as a journalist in Honolulu.
I'm meeting people, asking questions, hearing their stories, and then writing a play about it. So kind of my worlds are colliding in this project.
Cataluna has been conducting a lot of those interviews in military schools. Military children don't get the same level of literary attention soldiers do. Gathering material for the play, Cataluna has found a wealth of untold stories.
One daughter remembered it was her birthday when Dad had to be deployed. And her birthday party was a cupcake in the back of the car after they drove to the airport to say goodbye.
Every military child story is different. But there is one question that comes up again and again. Cataluna wrote about it in an early draft the actors read aloud during the script workshop.
The new kid walked in and the teacher said, "Say hello to our new student. Tell us, where are you from?"
And all of us who know were like,
ugh. Where are you from? It's a hard question to answer if you grew up moving from military base to military base.
I'm from everywhere.
I'm from right here, right now.
Military brats of all ages came to workshop the script. They all could agree on how it feels when they're asked where they're from. But the younger generation of military children also had a lot to say about technology like FaceTime. Dylan, a grade school age kid, talked about FaceTiming with his dad on his birthday.
He was in Okinawa, and we were FaceTiming, and my sister was in the living room, and she wouldn't come out because she knew she was going to cry, and all my friends were there and stuff. So I don't really like FaceTime, but sometimes I do.
Eric Johnson, the director of the play, says these are exactly the kinds of experiences civilians should learn to understand.
Rarely do we hear the stories of the young people who are also sacrificing and are also in service of their country. I mean, they're giving up a parent for deployment. They're moving to place as their parent moves from a post to post. And I would say even I, you know, didn't fully understand it till I started working on this project.
Children from civilian and military families will watch this play. The people working hard at the La Jolla Playhouse to create the script hope all those kids will understand military family life much sooner and much better. I'm Hannah Harris Green in La Jolla, California.